Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We would like to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee, a 50,000-watt station that's going to be bringing Mark Dankoff's America and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South. We are still working on getting those archives resolved, and our techs are working lion hours to try and get this whole situation taken care of. It will happen at some point, and we need to bear with these guys because the things that they have been through in terms of trying to get this whole situation taken care of and to make it user-friendly both for browsers as well as for hosts has been a technological feat that has been beyond the human imagination. And I take my hat off to these guys that they have been working this hard on something that is potentially just around the corner in terms of being finished. So we need to be patient with these fine fellows that are working on your behalf and mine. We're also going to be expanding our network outreach over time in terms of international shortwave. And it's good to see all of these good things happening, as well as the addition of some additional hosts for RBN, including Dr. Hesham Tilawi, who had a very significant show on currentissues.tv a couple of nights ago involving some of the crew members of the USS Liberty. We have a very special guest today. I've been following this gentleman's career for a long time, Chuck Carlson. You can find his website at We Hold These Truths, which is available at WHTT.org. With all of the falsehood that is out there in regard to Christian Zionism, that is being perpetrated, in my view, by many people, including John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, and others. Chuck Carlson, in my judgment, has been holding the line with trying to rescue people, if you want to put it that way, from the falsehoods of Christian Zionism and to bring them back to not only a biblical understanding of the gospel, but a proper understanding of what our government and our country should stand for. Chuck has so many different angles that he takes on this, which you will find at We Hold These Truths at WHTT.org. And you'll discover as you look through that website that he's constantly bringing new information to the fore in regard to this conversation, including some things that he has written very recently on the whole Pat Tillman tragedy, which may be a part of our conversation today. Chuck, how are you, sir?
Good evening. Good morning. Still dark here.
Yes, that's right. It's very dark out here on the West Coast, and I've had a number of people from the West Coast on this show recently, and I need to take my hats off to you because you've been very faithful to me and to the listeners to get up at the hour that you do out there on the West Coast to make even the second hour of my show, and I really appreciate this, Chuck.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's an indication of the spirit of servanthood that you've brought to so many things over a period of so many years. In regard to all kinds of things that we could talk about, what should we begin with? You want to talk about the Tillman situation first?
Well, we can, because that's the item that we're putting out right now.
Sure.
Again, we're not authorities on Pat Tillman, but we're good observers, and he happens to be somebody we know about from Arizona football. And his death is reminiscent of something you find in the Old Testament of the Bible, and in the stories about David and Uriah the Hittite, where the Hittite was sent off to be killed because King David, of course, wanted his wife. And what the story doesn't tell us is how Uriah actually died. It says that that the king sent him off to the front and he didn't come back. He sent him off into the heat of battle, and he didn't come back.
We'll be back with Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. You can find Chuck's website at WHTT.org. We're beginning our conversation today by talking about Chuck's recent research and writing on the subject of Pat Tillman. Was he killed by friendly fire, or was he executed by his own government? We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America on RBN. Stay tuned.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
To you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. You can find Chuck's site at WHTT.org. As I have been making some notes to myself for breaking all the rules news to put out some information later on this particular broadcast. In my words, I have described Chuck as a one-man truth movement in the fight against the Israeli lobby and Christian Zionism. And many people in our movement who know Chuck Carlson, I think, would affirm that description. You'll see what I mean if you go to WHTT.org. And we've started this conversation today by Chuck's recent forays into the Pat Tillman controversy. And if you go to We Hold These Truths, you will discover that at the top of the page, Chuck has a post entitled, Pat Tillman, Killed by Friendly Fire or Executed by His Own Government. This is Chuck's own piece, and it's quite a story. Go ahead with it, Chuck.
Well, we'll let your readers read it, but the question, of course, is that Tillman and his brother were serving together. So it's very unusual that two brothers were together and one of them survived. And the one who survived is now telling the story that Pat Tillman had turned against the war in Iraq. He decided he didn't believe in it at all, and there was evidence that he was ready to talk about it, but of course they were still in the military, and he told his brother, we certainly can't talk about this until we get out. Well, Pat Tillman didn't get out. He ended up being killed by his own supposedly by friendly fire in Afghanistan after being shipped there. And the interesting thing that makes this the possibility of this actually coming out is that Tillman's father is a very aggressive attorney in the Bay Area and has not accepted the official stories that have been given to the family. And after 2 years, the truth is beginning to come out that there was a lot more to it than meets the eye. Our interest in this goes further than Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman had a friend named Jeremy Stott, who is now enlisted in the military and has gone in as a machine gunner in Iraq. And Jeremy Stott is an evangelical Christian from what I would guess I would describe as a Christian Zionist church. We've interviewed the church. We're going to be writing another story about Christians who are going into Iraq to become machine gunners because they believe that they really need to be there. It's part of the war thing that's being sold to the American people through Christian Zionism. And I don't want to confuse people. Pat Tillman's part of this story was that he was not a Christian Zionist. He was sort of a secular guy, apparently. But his friend, Jeremy Stott, was a very strong Christian Zionist. And so at the very time that Pat Tillman was turning against the war in Iraq, Jeremy Stott was busy, had decided to enlist. He also had an NFL career and is now in Iraq as a machine gunner. And we've interviewed his church, and we're going to start writing about why we think a lot of Christians are encouraging their kids to actually go into the military. And we think there's a disproportionate number of evangelical Christians who are now actually participating in the military because of the influence of their pastors and their families. So this is one of the dangers of Christian Zionism. So I've gone all the way around the horn without talking a lot about Tillman.
But this is all good information, Chuck. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. But the story of Tillman kind of speaks for itself. It's circumstantial evidence, but it does look like he was sent away to get to be silenced. That's how it looks circumstantially, very strongly. And so we thought that we would just take a chance and say that that's kind of how we think. That seems to make sense to us, that it's the way Uriah, it's the way King David got rid of Uriah the Hittite, a problem to him. And things haven't changed. We now have our government. We're not in a position where we have to suspect our government of this kind of thing, because we know about the prison camps. We know about the assassination camps. We know about the torture camps. We know about what's going on behind the scenes. And so we have to suspect that when something like the Pat Tillman friendly fire death gets covered up, that there might have been more to it than even his family has said.
Well,
we've gone a step beyond what his family has said.
You know, to me, Chuck, the implications of this are absolutely monstrous. In other words, as we begin to unfold this Tillman story, I remember, of course, as I'm sure you do, vividly, after Tillman's death, he was made if I can use this term, he was made a poster boy for the corporate news media in regard to the promotion of the party line on the Iraq War and why we were there. And he was being touted as just an incredible patriot and a guy who sacrificed his own life for family and friends and country and so forth and so on. And I remember these situations in these football stadiums. One of them might have been out there in Phoenix, I don't remember, but several situations where at halftime shows in these football games, he was virtually elevated to the status of patron saint. Now, of course, some of that has diminished as we have learned that he was not killed by enemy fire. So this then gets into the whole question of the friendly fire controversy and the controversy surrounding what now quite clearly appears to be an official U.S. Army cover-up of what happened to Tillman. But if we take it to the next level, as you have, and postulate prima facie circumstantial evidence that would suggest that it even goes beyond the tragedy of a friendly fire incident, if this sort of thing, particularly with a person like Tillman's father, who, as you indicate, is a very, very strong, motivated attorney out there in the Bay Area, if his vanguard movement to have the truth on this thing should lead ultimately to some sort of a public revelation that the Tillman death goes even beyond a friendly fire incident into something even more insidious, I can't imagine the catastrophic character of that for the public relations people who have been continuing to fight the good fight for Mr. Bush and for the promoters of the Iraq War. I would think that the ramifications of this, if this whole thing should end up playing that way, would be as devastating to the American public as many of the things that we found out over a period of many years regarding the Kennedy assassination.
Exactly. And we don't want to say that we know. We're just applying logic and asking the hard questions. But it makes sense to us that the military had no reason to cover this up. If he was killed by friendly fire, the easy way out is to admit it, because that happens. It's a fact of life in war that people get killed by friendly fire. But in Kilman's case, it's now pretty well documented that they took his body armor, which would have shown holes in his body. They burned it. They took his clothing and burned that. They even are purported to have taken his diary and got rid of that. And so there's no evidence now that can be shown as to what really happened to Pat Tillman, and it has the appearance of a giant cover-up. And in our story, we've talked about how easy it would be for the military to do this kind of thing, just as it would be very easy for King David to have gotten rid of Uriah just by saying to his captain, put him into a hot spot, and by the way, I don't want him to come back.
Boy, I tell you, listening to the implications of this, you know, at one level, Chuck, I would say, I don't know how many years ago, let's say 20 years ago, if I had been listening to your account of this and your hypothesis, I would have thought, even in the wake of the Kennedy assassination and Watergate and Iran-Contra and some of these other things, I might have been sitting here listening to this going, oh, come on, Chuck. I mean, you know, there's no way that the military would have done something like this under these circumstances. But I guess it's a commentary on where we are at this present stage of the American empire that I'm sitting here listening to your hypothesis on this and finding, again, without saying that I know the truth either, to say that I find your hypothesis on this to be frighteningly plausible.
Yeah, it is. And we want to go on past this. Of course, we're going to have to leave this to the Tillman family, and it's our prayer that they will not give up, that they'll get tough on this. I don't imagine, with 2 years to bury the incident, I don't imagine that it will be very likely that it's ever really proven what happened to Pat Tillman. And I believe that that speaks more to the possibility of a cover-up, is that it takes time to cover up something like this. And that would be probably what was done, why the military would take the risk of doing this. Now they're talking about trying 9 people, 3 of whom are generals, but there was a top general in command who actually notified the Secretary of Army by formal notice. That's in the chain of command. Brownlee is his name, and he notified his superior, the Secretary of Army, that it was not possible to cover this up, and it was a friendly fire incident and should be brought out. And yet the administration didn't choose to do that. They kept the cover-up going for 2 more years. So we'll find out. But our real interest in this, of course, we have a lot of respect for Tillman, because he did, he was willing to change, and he had turned, he'd seen his own error, we think, and he had actually come about to the point where he said the war in Iraq is wrong. And he was prepared to talk about that and felt that way. But now we have the Christian right, who is who we talk about so very much and write about so much, who still say the Iraq war is wrong, is right. And they're still supporting it. And
when we come back, Chuck, I'd like to get into the whole question of this, the psychology and the theology behind it, And where do you think we're headed as a nation in regard to the Christian right support of this sort of thing? We'll be back. Stay tuned for Chuck Carlson if we hold these truths.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
To you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. You can find that website at WHTT.org and read all kinds of things that are absolutely essential to our understanding of what is going on in this country right now as it relates to the Iraq War and as it relates to the Israeli lobby and the influence that the latter has had upon the on the former. And the influence that the latter has had upon what we think of as the Christian right in this country. Chuck, of course, I know that you're an evangelical Christian, and so am I, and yet we have both parted company with the so-called mainstream Christian right on this whole subject of dispensationalism and the whole subject of the rabid support of most of the people in the latter category for the Israeli lobby. Unpack for us, if you would, what you feel is the psychology and theology of these people, and particularly as it relates to what up to this point has pretty much been their wholesale support of Mr. Bush and of the Iraq War.
Well, we boil this down to, I think I'm going to try to bring it down to a practical a bumper sticker slogan that your listeners can remember to remember. People ask us all the time, how do I tell if my church is dispensational? How do I tell if my pastor is a Christian Zionist? How do I know if I'm in a Christian Zionist church? How do I know if I'm a Christian Zionist? The answer to that can be found in the answer to one simple question. Do you believe that the present-day political state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy? And if you ask your pastor that, or if you ask any pastor that, most evangelical or Christian right pastors will probably say, absolutely. Israel is a state, belongs there. God put it there. He gave them the land. He will go on to say, depending on how strongly he feels about this, he'll probably go on to say, the Palestinian people don't have any right to that land because it was given to the Jews or to the Israelis, and they're just coming home to it now. And this was all prophesied in the Bible, and furthermore, it's all going to unravel in the future where there will be a giant war in and around the state of Israel, and the armies will come together, and it'll be called Armageddon. And the story goes on along those lines. The key question again is, do you believe that the state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy? Conventional, traditional Christianity would probably say no. They would say no, this present-day political state of Israel is the product of the United Nations, that it was created by act of men, that they divided property that belonged to other men, and it had been occupied for years. But people like John Hagee of San Antonio, who you know so well, I'm sure, say absolutely that long land belongs to Israel. And this is the basic issue around which Christian Zionism takes its roots, is the question of the land. Who owns the land? This is projected further now in that if you are what's known as a Christian Zionist, such as Dr. Hagee or Mr. Hagee, Reverend Hagee calls himself, states, Israel, not only does the land that Israel is occupying and that the Palestinians occupy belong to Israel, but the entire Middle East belongs to Israel if Israel wants to take it. They take that view. The extreme view is that the whole Middle East belongs to Israel. They take that out of the book of Genesis by a liberal interpretation of the book of Genesis. And so what they say then is, if Israel favors the war against Iraq, then we need to be against Iraq. If Israel wants to, if Israel favors the nuclear bombing of Iran, then we need to support that. Because, and this is a quote, we need to support Israel in every way, right or wrong. So if you look at those who call themselves today Christian Zionists, which is the extreme, which is sort of an extreme statement that would never have been made by any church person years ago, but is today commonly made, they actually hold that whatever Israel wants, Israel needs to get. And they bring that down to politics in America as well. And so Christian Zionism is very much a political movement. It's not a Christian movement, but it is pervasive in most of our churches. And Mark, I want to tell you, I don't have to tell you this, I'm sure you know it. When we talk about Christian Zionists, we're not talking about the other guy's family or the other guy's wife or the other guy's church. We're talking about our own families. We're talking about division within almost every family, where you have brothers on one side and brothers on the other side, where you have children who are Christian Zionists and their parents aren't, or vice versa. So this is something that affects all of us. We can hardly find a soul who doesn't have a family member or a dear friend or someone who is adamantly in favor of the state of Israel to the point of patriotism to the state of Israel. Maybe I'll stop there.
Well, you know, it seems to me, Chuck, as I have tried to unravel this whole thing in recent years, I wrote a paper some years ago at Westminster Theological Seminary on the history of dispensationalism. When we come back, I just wanted to reference at least some of the things that I think are tied up in this Christian Zionism that I'll let you comment upon that I think, make this a most insidious theology because of its cultural and political implications.
This exactly. Mark,
this marathon will be end. We'll be back with Chuck Carlson if we hold these truths. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. You can find Chuck's website at WHTT.org. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. Breaking All the Rules News, by the way, has already posted information on this broadcast, even as it continues to progress. And we have posted at BATR News a link to Chuck's site as well as a link to his new article and with a description of this show. And again, I make no apology for saying that Chuck Carlson, in my own words here, in what BATR uses in their description for this show, Chuck Carlson has been a one-man truth movement in the fight against the Israeli lobby and Christian Zionism. Chuck has been the teacher of many of the rest of us, myself included, and has been a very significant figure, I think, beyond a shadow of a doubt in what God has been doing to raise up some very significant and very, very courageous spokesmen to say that we are going down the wrong path on this thing, folks, in this country, both theologically as well as politically. Chuck, we were talking about before the break this whole issue of dispensationalism. I wrote a paper on this some years ago for Westminster Theological Seminary, and I've posted that at my own website. But when you start unraveling this whole business of Christian Zionism, it seems to me that there are so many contradictory theological positions between this movement on the one hand and, frankly, what was a sounder, older evangelical understanding of Scripture that predated John Nelson Darby. And as I started looking into this whole subject of dispensationalism, it seems to me that there are so many elements where the Christian Zionist teaching is clearly wrong. To say, for example, that when we talk about covenants, that these covenants of the Old Testament guarantee the land to racial Israel, aside from the question of racial Israel's obedience to those covenants, is, I think, clearly wrong. You get into these discussions of dispensationalism's understanding of this parenthesis theory between the 69th and 70th weeks of Daniel and Daniel chapter 9. That's clearly another issue. But maybe even more central to our conversation today is the way in which, when I look at what Jesus Christ teaches about the kingdom of God, the character of the kingdom of God, and what it is based upon, and who is a member of the kingdom of God and who isn't, it seems to me at that point that Christian Zionism absolutely contradicts some of the core teachings of Jesus Christ in relation to the character of Jesus' kingdom and the character of the public ministry that Jesus had, which proclaimed that kingdom. Is that your position on this?
Sure. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. He did not say, blessed are the war makers. That requires explanation. Evangelicals say, or dispensationalists say, or certainly Christian Zionists say, it's okay to become a machine gunner in Iraq and to take orders from the Marines. And furthermore, it's okay to volunteer, do it voluntarily, or to advise your own son to do it, or for a pastor to advise a member of his congregation to do it. It's okay because it's the right thing to do for Israel. And what would Jesus say about becoming a machine gunner, volunteering, not being drafted and not being forced to do it as people were during the Vietnamese War, but volunteering to go and become a machine gunner in Iraq? It's a very serious, sobering question, and I just asked a pastor of a dispensational church that question. I asked him, what did you tell Jeremy Stott? What did you advise him when he said he was going to do this? And his answer was, well, I'm very much troubled by this problem. That's not good enough, we don't think. We think pastors are responsible for digging into the truth, finding the truth, coming up with a biblical truth, and at least expounding that Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. How does that square with a continuous warring attitude by our government, supported by Christian leaders all over who call themselves, now begin to call themselves Christian Zionists? So absolutely you're right. Then the question that you raised about the ancient history of the land and so on is also a very important part of Christian Zionism. But I think it's also, to add to your comment, important to point out that evangelicalism, Christian Zionism, as we now know it today, the Christian right, is a very new religion. It's newer than Mormonism. It started about the same time. It's really only 100 years old.
Exactly.
And so what happened? What was Christianity for the first 1,900 years?
Exactly.
Very important question.
Exactly. And to me, my own feeling on this, as I have researched this at the graduate level and have looked into a lot of the commentaries and perspectives on this whole issue, I would go so far as to say, really, to just simply to affirm what you've already said, Chuck, and that is that Darbyism, John Nelson Darby's development of an understanding of this whole business of ethnic Israel being distinguished from the church and all the other implications behind that, that we are talking about a new invention here that originated in approximately 1830, that the first third of the 19th century. As near as I can tell, it did not enter the United States by and large until the immediate aftermath of the American War between the states, when Darby and some of his representatives were in this country, and that basically a theology and an eschatology that was completely unknown to the early church, that was completely unknown during the Middle Ages, that was completely unknown to the Protestant reformers of the 16th century, in which suddenly appears on the horizon in the first third of the 19th century in the United Kingdom, that subsequently winds its way to the United States, say, in the midway point of the 19th century, is suddenly deemed by its advocates to be an absolute point of orthodoxy that is to be accepted without question, and something that is entirely consonant with biblical teaching, even though the best theologians in the history of the Christian church had never heard of it for 1900 years.
Exactly. That's exactly true. And we're finding now people who call themselves dispensationalists who are rejecting Christian Zionism, and we've published some essays by people who have taught at seminaries, dispensational seminaries such as Talbot, who now say that, well, they are dispensational, but they don't believe in Christian Zionism. So there is a revolt going on by people who are looking at the fruits of this awful thing called Christian Zionism. It cannot be exaggerated how evil it really is. I want to use that word, that it is an aberration that's disgustingly evil, and it's causing people to do things they would never dream of doing before, such as becoming machine gunners in Iraq when they didn't need to.
Yes.
They were not asked to, and when it has nothing to do with their family. It's a choice. And considering it a spiritual task to do that, they're spiritually moved to go and do this. Well, what spirit is that that's moving them to want to do that? So
yes.
We looked very deeply into that, and of course, Mark, you know that we've gone into the study of the Scofield Study Bible, which we think was the manual for selling Christian Zionism in America. It was actually created in England for the specific purpose of selling Christian Zionism before there was a state of Israel. But in anticipation of there being a state of Israel, there was actually a book created to sell Zionism to the seminaries of America. And you're a seminary student. Were there any Scofield Study Bibles in the seminary you went to? Did you see any there?
Westminster Theological Seminary undoubtedly had them in their library, but I'm a Lutheran pastor, of course. Westminster is a traditional Reformed seminary,
yes.
Very much opposed to this kind of Darbyite dispensationalism. So to the extent that those Scofield reference Bibles were around, I assume that they would be around a place like Westminster simply from the vantage point of historical study and understanding of what this system of interpretation is. But certainly the type of traditional Reformed theology represented by that school, much like my own traditional Lutheran outlook, mm-hmm. would absolutely be opposed to both dispensationalism as a system of thought, as well as certainly this the way in which it's manifested itself in the present time in regard to Christian Zionism. And, you know, it's interesting, Chuck, to listen to you talk, because some of what you're speaking about here certainly dovetails with a recent case that I would imagine you're familiar with. There has been in recent times a lot of discussion. Dr. Stephen Snigosky of The Last Ditch was on my show the other day, and he was speaking about this situation where Lieutenant Commander John Sharp, who is a Catholic traditionalist who up until recently was the public relations officer for the USS Carl Vinson. And Sharp is apparently the editor and publisher of a couple of volumes. One is entitled Neocond. The other is entitled Neocond Again. And Dr. Snigosky was explaining to me on the air the other day that Pat Buchanan and Noam Chomsky and Dr. Paul Gottfried and Justin Raimondo, among others, have contributed to these volumes. And that as a result of this, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Morris D's outfit, and presumably the Anti-Defamation League lurking in the background of the Southern Poverty Law Center, have pressured the Navy to get rid of Sharp as the public relations officer for the USS Carl Vinson. And now there's a question as to whether or not he will even be allowed to continue in the Navy. The Navy has applied a regulation 1167 to say that these military enlisted men and officers cannot belong to organizations deemed to be anti-Semitic or supremacist in orientation. Of course, obviously that opens up a whole can of worms. But to me, one of the things that was most powerful as I began to read more about this John Sharp story is not only the extent to which he was saying some very, very significant things about neoconservatism and the Jewish character of much of the neoconservative movement and the horrendous impact that this has had on American foreign policy and on our government, but Sharp also talked a great deal about Augustine's just war theory, apparently, and was saying that in terms of Sharp's own understanding of a Catholic view of God and Scripture and church tradition and revelation, that the Iraq War simply did not meet the test of a just war. And it's interesting that you and I, of course, looking at this whole thing, Chuck, as non-Roman Catholics, in essence are affirming that, in our judgment, Sharp is correct on this, is he not?
Yes, I think so. And I think you've also brought up a very point that needs to be touched upon for your benefit of your listeners. In looking at your church, just because it has evangelical in the name, it does not mean it is a dispensational church or such as the Evangelical Lutheran Church, which would probably reject dispensationalism. Mark, I think you could perhaps
yes.
comment on that. But certainly they would not say that Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. They would say Israel is a state. Yes, Israel was in the Bible, but it was an ancient state. It was an ancient tribe. And maybe we'll get into that in a little later. But traditional Catholicism, traditional Lutheranism, did not hold to the ideas of Christian Zionism and does not today. Our complaint about these mainline churches, I'll use the term mainline, is they're not speaking out strongly enough and they're not sufficiently critical of Christian Zionism. They should condemn Christian Zionism as heresy, as We Hold These Truths does. We think that it is heresy. We think Jesus would denounce it if he spoke to us today, as he did loud and clear at one time. And we think that the church fathers and founders would speak out against it today as apostasy and heresy. So we think it's very important that church leaders of Presbyterian churches and other Westminster Theological Seminary, which Mark has mentioned, that they stand up and point out what's wrong with dispensationalism or Christian Zionism.
Yeah, and I think you have been one of the people, Chuck, and I say this with absolute sincerity, I think you have been in the forefront of connecting the dots for the rest of us, and that is that we're not simply talking about something that is, from a traditional Christian theological perspective, heretical in terms of what it teaches about the covenants, what it teaches about the kingdom of God, the overtly racist character, it seems to me, of so-called Christian Zionism and the way in which it tries to say that the kingdom of God is somehow racial, it's geographical, it's based on political power, it's based upon implementing the program through the utilization of military force and all of these other things that have created so many bizarre ideas, it seems to me, on the part of some of the key people leading the so-called Christian right in this country. But we're talking about something here that has implications for every American, Christian or non-Christian, and every person in the world, because essentially, as I understand it, the major proponents of Christian Zionism believe that they are somehow the instruments of God in ushering in a third world war, ushering in an Armageddon situation that would take the lives of thousands upon thousands, potentially millions of people, and that they perceive this to be ultimately God's will that they be involved in this type of circumstance. And, of course, John Hagee with Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio and his so-called Christians United for Israel, he has made a series of statements, public statements in recent times that have appeared in the San Antonio Express News and the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere, just basically urging the United States to engage in a preemptive attack, military attack on Iran, and that this is basically consistent with what Hagee perceives to be God's will. I find that to be a very, very frightening concept.
Yes, and I think this is having fruit, because you are now finding leaders of mainline churches that are willing to actually stand up and say something about this. And we think that that's one of our goals. When we talk about our goal of rescuing followers of Christ from the practices of Christian Zionism, we're talking about these evil war practices, and we're talking about rescuing our own children. We're talking about our brothers and sisters. I recently went to a conference and met a woman there from Colorado who traveled to Phoenix for this conference, and we were discussing this, and she told me that her sister lives down the road, down the highway a little ways in Tucson, but that she had not told her she was coming because it would cause a row in the family. They were so divided over the issue of Christian Zionism that she could not tell her family, her own family, where she goes, who she associates with what she reads. It's produced a fight in her family, and she was very troubled by this, that she would come to Phoenix and not go the little ways it takes to go see her sister in Tucson because of Christian Zionism.
Just one manifestation of a much larger tragedy, it seems to me.
A tragedy.
We'll be back with Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths, which you can find at WHTT.org. And Mark Dankos America returns from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Handoffs America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. You can find Chuck's site at WHTT.org. We've been talking about a number of things this morning, particularly Christian Zionism, what some of its theological presuppositions are, why it is a dangerous movement, an evil movement, in the words of Chuck Carlson, and I would affirm that today, and what is behind Christian Zionism in regard to its alliance with political forces and personalities that are specifically anti-Christian, as we see those forces operating in corporate America, as we see them operating in the Republican and Democratic parties, as we see them operating in various world governments, and certainly in the international news media. Wanted to alert Chuck to the fact, and also our listeners to the fact, that we tend to have a lot of very frequent commercial breaks in the next 10 minutes, and then there will be a period of time for longer conversation. You can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us at www.republicbroadcasting.org in the World Wide Web, or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's republicbroadcasting.org or 1-800-724-2719. You can have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. That's available directly through the Republic Broadcasting Network for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And again, you can use those same contact points, www.republicbroadcasting.org. or 1-800-724-2719. And if you have a question today for Chuck Carlson, you can give us a call throughout the last hour of this broadcast at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I'll also take this opportunity to do something that Chuck Carlson has not asked me to do, and that is to put in a plug for We Hold These Truths. I consider this to be one of the organizations that is well worthy of your financial support and mine to the extent that we can possibly do it. You can contact Chuck at WHTT.org. Certainly he has been one of the people for quite a number of years who has been in the vanguard of fighting the evil of Christian Zionism, and has been doing so for the longest time as one of the lone voices in the wilderness on this subject, whose proclamation is suddenly getting a lot more attention, it seems to me, because of what is happening in the Middle East, as more and more Americans begin to question the wisdom and even the sanity of this movement in regard to what it's doing to American foreign policy and the deeper and deeper quagmire that we find ourselves in militarily and politically in that region. In conjunction with this conversation, then, I wanted to mention that on Tuesday, Tex Mars is going to be on my show in the last hour from 9 to 10 a.m. Central. Tex is going to be talking about Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's new book, The Synagogue of Satan, The Secret History of Jewish World Domination. That is a Rivercrest Publishing effort. Rivercrest Publishing is based in Austin, Texas. They were kind enough to send me an advance review copy of Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's book, The Synagogue of Satan, The Secret History of Jewish World Domination. And when we come back, we'll have some further conversation with Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. You can find Chuck's site again at WHTT.org. Mark Gancos America will return live from San Antonio, Texas on RPN with Chuck. We'll be back